Dear friends, we celebrate the high point of our relationship with God, the Eucharist, the most holy body and blood of Christ, which we receive every time we come to Mass, which we also pray that our brothers and sisters everywhere will continue to receive the enduring presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, in our churches, in our world. Life is a journey, dear friends, and sometimes that journey can be onerous. Sometimes that journey can be burdensome. And the Eucharist we celebrate, the Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ that we celebrate, was prefigured when life's journey was just too much for the Israelites. It is not something entirely new. God had already planned for it, bread from heaven. When Israel was journeying in the desert 40 years, on the way they got tired of just journeying in this desert. They had already won their freedom. What else? That is the same with us, dear friends. Sometimes life can just be exasperating. We begin to wonder, what is going on? That is when we need to go back to the Eucharist. That is when we need to draw strength from the Eucharist. Israel complained. Exodus chapter 16. Why have you brought us here to this desert? They forgot all of the miracles that the Lord God had done in the land of Egypt, because life was just too hard for them, as it can be for each and every one of us. And then Moses prayed to God, and God said, I will give you bread from heaven. I will give you food that will sustain you for the journey. And for the 40 years that Israel journeyed through the desert, God continued to provide for them manna, bread from heaven, bread that they could not explain. In fact, the word manna, sometimes they say the etymology is from the Aramaic, which means, what is this? Because the morning, when it started falling from heaven, the Israelites were asking themselves, what is this? We can ask the same of the body and blood of Christ. What is this? And I think the simple answer is food for the journey of life. Spiritual food for the journey of this earth, that one day we will stop eating, just as the Israelites. Joshua chapter 5, verse 11 downwards. Immediately, they ate of the fruit of the promised land. The manna ceased to fall. That is our prayer, dear friends, that one day, while we still eat on earth the body and blood of Christ, while we draw nourishment from the Eucharist, that one day, when we step into heaven, we shall stop eating the body and blood of Christ and instead behold the promised beatific vision, the vision of the most holy Trinity that we celebrated last Sunday. But in the interim, we continue to draw strength from this Eucharist. And how did the Eucharist come about? We have taken it in the Gospel today, dear friends. Jesus, on the Last Supper, after teaching his disciples, just as the church continues to do to us, before we make our first Holy Communion, there will be teaching. Before we make our first Holy Communion, there will be catechesis. And even as we continue to receive, we need to, from time to time, refresh our memory. The disciples at Emmaus, when they were walking, they encountered Jesus. And Jesus refreshed their memory about everything that he had taught them. And then they recognized him finally at the breaking of the bread at the Eucharist. Before we receive our first Holy Communion, we go through catechism. We go through RCIA. We go through an understanding of what it is. And then we make our first Holy Communion. And from then onwards, we continue to receive communion and draw strength from this food, the body and blood of Christ. And let us not make any mistakes about it. Sometimes, it's just a memorial. It is not the real presence. We heard it from the Gospel. Jesus did not say, this is like my body. He told them, this is my body. He didn't say, this is like my blood. He gave them the chalice and said, this is my blood of the new covenant, shed for you and for many, for the salvation of each and every one of us. Dear friends, just like the Israelites, sometimes when we are ready to throw in the towel, let us come running to the Eucharist. Let us find a church with a tabernacle. Let us sit quietly before the Lord. Let us lay everything down before the Most Holy Eucharist. And when we receive the body and blood of Christ, let us also remember what we are receiving. Because God continues to nourish us if only we recognize who it is we receive in the body and blood of Christ. A gentleman, Elijah, we know him, the prophet Elijah, when he was running from Jezebel and Ahab, because he had gotten rid of the false prophets of Baal, at some point he wanted to give up. In fact, he was angry with God. First book of Kings chapter 19. He turned against God, Elijah, the prophet. He said, I am tired of this. Take my life. Have I not fought for you? Have I not preached about you? Why am I going through all of this? How many times have we said that about our lives, about our families, about our communities, about our country, about our world? Did you not shed your blood on the cross? Why do we still have so many strife in this world? We can say that about everything because sometimes it happens. Elijah was done serving God. Elijah was done preaching about God. Elijah was done running. He said, take my life. Instead, two times he received bread from heaven. He was asleep, waiting for death to come and take hold of him. An angel tapped him on the shoulder, rise and eat. He ate the first time and still insisted on laying down and dying. The second time, the angel tapped him and said, rise and eat, or else the journey will be too great for you. Let these words, my dear friends, ring in our ears every time we march up to receive communion here in this church and everywhere else. Rise, eat, or else the journey of life will be too great for you. We draw strength and comfort in the oneness we enjoy with our Lord Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, dear friends. We enjoy strength and comfort in the unity that comes to us in the Eucharist. And that is why Paul continually in his writing continued to use the theology of the body, the theology of oneness, the theology of unity, the theology of single-mindedness centered around the Eucharist. He will always remind his listeners, do you not know what you are receiving? Do you not remember that having died and risen with Christ, celebrating the Word and the Eucharist, that you are now one with him? That is what we enjoy, dear friends. That is what we celebrate today, dear friends. That is why the Eucharist is an enduring symbol of the presence of Christ in our midst. It's an enduring symbol of what will lead us one day into heaven. And yes, indeed, there is something like receiving unworthily. When Moses told the Israelites, gather the manna, just enough for you and your family. Do not gather any that you will keep for the next day, except the day before the Sabbath. Some unworthily gathered the manna. Some unworthily disobeyed Moses. And what happened? Exodus 16:20. When they woke up in the morning, the manna had rotted on their plates because they were gathering unworthily. Fast forward to the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul tells us, please be aware, dear brothers and sisters, discern what you are receiving, because if you receive unworthily, you will be liable to judgment for the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not my words, the words of one of the greatest of the apostles, St. Paul himself. We pray in this Mass that each time we rise to eat, that we remember the unity, the promise, the strength, and everything that Jesus has promised us in his body and blood. May the peace of the Lord be with you.